you say, well, you know, I don't like this thing of I can't be friends with people that have been thrown out. You know, you can be friends with whoever you want. But you know what? If you're going to come to our church, then why would you go be buddies with enemies of our church? And why would you interfere with God's discipline in their lives and the church's discipline in their lives? You're not helping them, and you're not helping our church, and you're not helping yourself. You say, well, you know, it's just cult-like. You're like a cult. No, cults force people to stay in. They don't throw people out. When was the last time you heard people complaining about Scientology throwing too many people out? No, Scientology locks you up in the top floor of that big blue building in Hollywood, and they make you clean the floor on your hands and knees with your tongue. That's what Scientology does, okay? Cults won't let you out. I mean, just try to talk to people who tried to get their name taken off the rolls of the Mormon Church. It's like an act of Congress. Tell me, and you know what? You can just throw all these little, it's a cult. You know what? If you preach against homos, you're a closet homo. And if you preach hard on sin, you're a legalist. And if you exercise church discipline, you're a cult. You know, everybody's always got their reason to attack people for doing what's right. But the bottom line is that it's in the Bible. You saw it. I saw it. We're going to practice it. And if you think it's like a cult, then you better get out, because I'd hate to see you live in a cult. I'd hate to see you be in a cult now, wouldn't we? Why don't you just hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more?
Amen.
Say, so aren't you afraid you're going to lose people? You know what? I hope I do lose people that want to consort with heretics. And they want to consort with drunks and fornicators and wicked people that are to be excommunicated from the church. And I'm not here taking an opinion poll tonight. We're not here voting on this. I'm here to tell you that this is what the Bible says.
Right.
And it's what we're going to do, and it's what we've always done, and it's what we're going to continue to do. And it'll be over my dead body that this church becomes a free-for-all where anything goes doctrinally, where we debate Calvinism, where we debate eternal security, where we debate the Trinity. That'll never be debated here.
Amen.
It's already settled.
Amen.
Get in or get out.